Welcome to the Meet a Podcast and Boss Project. My name is Yop. I'll be your host. Our super specialist is Ishmael, our team captain is Tatiana, and our producer is Melanie. We're going to be talking about Spreadman. So I'll ask our team captain to define theme in your own words.
Theme, in my own words, is the lesson from a story.
What do you think the Spider-Man movie is? Can you give us an example about it?
The theme in the Spider-Man movie is with great power comes great responsibility. An example of this theme in the movie is when Peter has to make a choice between saving the kids or MJ.
Explain for us the theme in the comic book is and share with us an example.
The theme of the Spider-Man comic book is you always have to do the right thing even though it's hard. An example of this theme in the comic book is when Miles has to kill his uncle because he was doing bad things.
Tell us about the theme of the Spider-Man novel. What part of the novel were you seeing?
The theme of the Spider-Man novel is you got to do the right thing even though it's hard. It hurts someone you love. An example of this theme in the novel is when he stops the Chamberlain.
Can you tell us a little bit about how he changed through time?
He changes from being a normal kid to being a superhero.
Can you give us an example about theme in the text?
Another example of the theme in the text in the Spider-Man novel is that Miles tries to balance his school life and his superhero life.
That wraps up a discussion about theme. Now we're going to discuss Spider-Man powers with our specialists. Superhero specialist. How does Spider-Man get his superpower in the movie?
Spider-Man got his superpowers when he was on a class field trip and was taking pictures of MJ and then got bit by a spider.
What are his superheroes and how do they work?
His powers are being able to climb walls, super strength, and being able to shoot webs.
Give us an example in the movie when he uses them.
An example of when he uses them is when he finds out he has them and runs into a dark after he runs into a dark alley.
Now in the comic, how does he get his superpowers?
In the comic book, Spider-Man got his superpowers when he was at his uncle Aaron's and gets bit by a spider when he was sitting on the couch.
And in the comic book, what are his superpowers in the house?
His powers are being able to climb wet buildings, turn invisible, super strength, and being able to shoot webs.
Share with us an example of what he uses.
An example of when he uses them is when there's a fire in a building and he climbs the side of the building to save a girl.
Finally, how does Spider-Man get his superpower in the novel?
In the novel, Spider-Man already has his powers because it follows the Spider-Man from the comic book.
So in the novel, what are his powers and how do they work?
His superpowers are still being able to climb walls, turn invisible, super strength, and being able to shoot webs.
Tell us an example when he uses a superpower in the novel.
An example of when he uses them in the novel is when he fights the main villain.
Can you tell us what was really more about and what is really interesting?
Something I'd like to add about Spider-Man from the comic book is that he was trying to balance his superhero life with his school life.
Can you give us another example about his lifestyle in the text?
Another example of his superpowers in the book is when he's following the villain to his hideout while he's invisible.
In the last part of our podcast, we've gone to our producer. Tell us your favorite part of the movie, comic book, or novel.
My favorite part of the movie is when Uncle Ben tells Peter that with great power comes great responsibility because it basically sets up the whole movie.
What was your favorite part? Or why was it your favorite part?
Why?
Yeah.
Because this scene was interesting.
That's all the time we have. I'm your host, Yob. I would like to thank our team captain, Tatiana, and I'd like to thank our superhero specialist, Ishmael. Finally, I would like to thank our producer, Melanie.